Blog Talk Radio.
My. What a groove. And y'all know that song. That's an old school jam that, you know, I was blessed to be a part of. And look at what Terry has done here. The lady that just finished singing that new version of Love Come Down will be coming on to the show later. And we're going to be talking to her. So I'm so excited. I'm so blessed because she can sing. And what a sweetheart she is. So just give me a second. and we're going to bring her in. So get your, you know, get your seats and get your little drinks and whatever you do, and just chill, because you want to hear this interview, because she is a true blessing to the music industry. So here we go. I just want to give a shout out to all of our friends around the world. May God bless you. I hope you are doing well. Hope all is well. And speaking of God, we want to bring him in this, because, you know, we should have him in everything anyway. But because of what's happening with our family members and friends and people we love, and just the people in the region over there in Florida and Georgia and South Carolina, we want to make sure that we lift them up in prayer and ask God to bless them and keep them, protect them in this Mother Nature a situation there. I mean, Mother Nature does what she does, and we all know that she's going to do what she's going to do. And sometimes it's really hard to, you know, no matter how much preparation you do, I mean, you just never know what's coming. With a hurricane, and so we just want to make sure we keep those people in prayer. I talked to some of my friends over there. I talked to my family members, made sure they were safe and moved around. I just got off of the family tour over there in that whole region, and so I just want to make sure, you know, that that everybody is good. So next year when we go back there, you know, we get to see my family, but also that your family and your friends and you know, and just our brothers and sisters in general. So we just want to make sure everybody's good. So guys, keep them in your prayers this week. This is going to be going on until Thursday night. And so just, you know, please keep them in your prayer. Man. Anyway, also want to give a shout out to all the people that we've been praying for. We love you and appreciate you, and we hope you are doing well and God is being with you and you have been blessed. And we thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Make sure you tell a friend and, you know, about our station, as we are a new station, you know, fairly new, right? And we're independent contractors here. So go to our site, solarrecordsradio.com, and check it out. Check out our store. You know, we're selling different things there and stuff, and just, you know, you're going to meet some really good people in our Solar Records Radio group on Facebook. So, you know, join, hang out with us. And I just signed up about 49 people that has sent a friend request. And so I'm sorry, I was laxing on that. And so I just caught up in 49 people just got in. So thank you so much for, you know, joining our group. We appreciate you and love you so much. All right, guys. So I'm really excited to bring this lady on right now. And in the name of Miss Terry Ransom. Terry, are you in the house now?
I'm in the house.
Lord, this lady is something else. I got to talk to her behind the scenes. You know, just prepping for the show, and we have so much in common, and it just really shocked me. And then I was like, what? You're from my home? You got the same area code that we both used to live in another city? I mean, I was like, what is going on here? You know, and she loves music and she loves the Lord. Her family is ministers. Like in my family, we have pastors. So we got a lot in common, and we also participated in the same song. That song, that was a beautiful version, sweetheart, of Love Come Down.
Thank you.
Know, they always say, if you can't do it better, don't mess with it, but you did it better. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
It was unique. It was. You want to tell us a little bit about how that even came up? How did that happen?
Well, you know, at the time when I had decided to do R&B, I had connected with a young man by the name of Keon Moon, and at the time he was living in L.A. He was my publicist at the time, and he knew that I was coming from doing gospel music, so he was like, well, for your first song that you're going to do, being that you're coming from gospel, everybody knows you to do gospel, you probably need to do something where everybody's going to remember it. You probably don't need to do anything original, because you want to come and make an impact. And I was like, okay. So he was like, you ever thought about doing Love Come Down? I'm like, from Evelyn Champagne Jean? And he was like, yeah, he said, because, you know, at that time, that's when we had, it was a lot going on at that time, police brutality, it was the LGBT community kind of upset about that thing that was going on. So it was just a lot going on, a lot of confusion going on. And he was like, just something where everybody can just come together and just have a good time. And I was like, you know what? That sounds good. And so we hooked up with a gentleman by the name of, we call him M-Bass. He's from Atlanta, and he's my vocal producer. And we hooked up with him, and that is the way he arranged it. We said we wanted to do it. That's the way he arranged it. So, yeah, that's how we came up with Love Come Down.
Oh, man. That's beautiful. I mean, what a great version. So listen, I want people that don't know who you are, because you started off by saying, when I decided to do R&B, when I decided that I'm going, like, wait a minute, most of us kids, we grew up, at least in our community, right, the black community, that's all we're thinking is R&B if we're going to be a singer, right, or artist or whatever. And some of us think jazz, and some of us think, you know, maybe classical, like me. I love classical music for some strange reason. But I was jazz and classical, and it did take a minute before I became gotten into R&B. So with that being said, I wanted to find out if you could just share your story with us, how you even became a singer. How did you discover that God had put that inside of you? And take your time.
Well,
Okay,
take my time? Okay,
take your time.
Okay, well, I am a church baby, as we say. Pentecostal, born and raised. And ever since a little girl, my mother, she was, connected to the gospel industry because she was a national, and she still is, a national well-known evangelist. The Church of God in Christ, they definitely know her because she's held so many positions in the Church of God in Christ. She was very well-known across the country, and so she had connections with different artists that were in the industry. So if you go to naming, like, the late Dr. Maddie Moss Clark, that was her godmother. She's also friends with Shirley Caesar. Shirley Caesar is her best friend. And so, and it goes on with Tremaine Hawkins and the Clark sisters. They're like my aunts. And it goes on. So, Yolanda Adams and Vanessa Bell Armstrong. And, the list goes on. And so we were friends with all these people, but I was close to certain ones. So the Hawkins, I would call them uncle and auntie, and as again with the Clark sisters, they're aunties. So growing up, all I knew was gospel, and I was surrounded by gospel. They came in and out of my mother's house because she was a national figure, and so they came in and out of her house. Mm-hmm. She was going to sing for them at their churches, so this is all I saw. And so I was growing up, and I was trained by Twinkie Clark. Everybody remember she's the one who plays the organ for the Clark sisters. So Twinkie would come to my mother's house at least 3 times a year, and the sisters would be in and out of our house because they would be in the city, or my mother would go to their city and run revivals, and I would stay at their house. And so I would be trained by them. And so I was trained by Twinkie growing up, and, as I got older, this is all I knew. And so, I recorded 3 gospel songs that are out there that you can find. And I still got older, and I even ended up marrying a preacher who became a bishop. And so it became a little bit mundane to me. And I realized and recognized that I had a gift that should be able to be heard by more than just the church. And honestly, the church became discouraging to me when it came to me singing gospel, because they had their picks and their chooses on one hand, and then I was being pushed on the other hand because of who my mother was. And I'm like, I'm not liking this. I'm only, like, if I say, oh, she's Maria Gardner's daughter, let her sing. And then on the other hand, then you had people that if you didn't sing the way they wanted you to sing, then you weren't a part of that clique. Or if you didn't dance by their rules, they didn't want you to be a part of their clique. So it was like I was getting a little frustrated. And I knew that I had a gift. I know I've been anointed to sing. And I was like, God, I feel like my gift should be heard across the world. And I also feel like that I should be able to sing what I want to sing. Because growing up, my mother introduced me to Natalie Cole's music because she was friends with Natalie Cole. So that was the first R&B artist that I had heard in the house was Natalie Cole. I took a liking to her music. And, from that, then it made me want to hear more R&B artists. Like at that time, it was Rufus. And so, so then I became, wanted to listen more to Aretha. So I'm like, okay, wait a minute. And then when I heard Aretha, I'm like, but she doing gospel? Is she doing R&B? But I still couldn't, like, say it because that was a no-no. But my mother, for some reason, she always allowed me to listen to all types of music. And she would tell me, you know, as long as you don't have it blasting in the house or in your room, I don't care what you listen to. And then she started introducing me more and more to R&B. Then my father, he would listen to jazz and R&B. So the family was well-rounded in music, and my mother never made me just listen to gospel. So moving forward, as I got older, ended up marrying a pastor. I ended up doing praise and worship, still singing, recording my music. I was over the choir. But again, I just didn't feel fulfilled because I wasn't really happy. I was actually living the way everybody wanted me to live, to be this, you know, first lady. You only do gospel. You only can move by these rules. So then I felt like I was confined and living in a box. And I'm like, wow. I'm living for everybody else, but I'm not living for Terry. So I wanted to live for Terry. And that's when I decided to move and start doing R&B. And that's how that happened.
So, I mean, tell us some of the people you worked with when you were young. I mean, you know, I know that you work, you working with a lot of people, the Clark sisters, right? And
yes.
And so tell us about that situation.
Yeah, I would back up, like, call her Auntie Dorinda. Whenever Aunt Dorinda would come to the church, I would back her up. When she would come to my husband's church, I would back her up. Or if she was in town, I would back her up. Same thing with Twinkie or Karen. I would back them up. You know, wherever they were located, if I was near, I would back them up. And then Uncle Daryl, when he was living at the time, whenever he would need backup singers, he would call and say, Terry, are you available? Yes, Uncle Daryl, I'm available. I would back him up. So I was learning from, you know, these different ones. And Vicky Winans, she would come to the church. I would back her up. You know, so I would basically, you know, was able to tap into these different artists, again, because of my mother. And then I forgot, my husband, he's from Detroit. So, you know, he was very well connected. So I was able to still, you know, connect with different people and sing along with them to learn and do different things. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's powerful. You know, I, as a musician, you know, when I, you know, I'm around other talented people and then I'm learning from, you know, it's basically, I'm trying to figure out, you know, how do I play in the pocket? How do I, you know, make this, it feel good like you do as a drummer? How do, you know, what is it that I need to do to make the groove feel good? But as a singer, you know, when they're teaching you specifics, specifically, what is it that they're teaching you?
They're teaching you basically how to follow, as they say, the cadence, which is the melody.
The cadence.
How to, the melody, how to, and also, like you said, with the drum, because when you're singing, you also have to stay in the pocket.
Absolutely.
You also have to stay in the pocket.
And pitch, pocket, and attitude.
Yeah, and, absolutely. And then dealing with the Clark sisters, a lot of people feel like when they mimic the Clark, because, you know, you have these up-and-coming artists that try to mimic the Clark sisters, and they feel like they have to do runs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing that Aunt Dorinda taught me is it's not about the run. It's about the anointing. And nobody cares about if you can do all those runs. It just happens to be that they know how to do runs. But people feel, the ones that are coming behind me feel like they have to impress you with runs. But it's not about that. It's about the anointing, or it's about the gift that lies within you. Can you capture the attention of your audience? Will they feel you while they're singing, or will they feel like they're on a roller coaster ride because you're up there trying to impress them with your runs? So it was things like that that they taught me. They taught me about stage presence. You know, how you know how you have to be able to make the people feel what you're singing.
Right, right.
You know, lose
right.
yourself in what you're doing. It's about the words that you're singing. It's not about you. It's about the words. It's about, are you connecting with the audience? And if the audience is not connecting with you, can you sing through them sitting on you? Because the church is known for that. You know, you got lukewarm and then you got hot when you're in church. So you got those that are going to spectate and it's going to sit there and look at you and try to look you up and down like you ain't nothing. Or you got those that will feel the anointing. And they taught me how sing through the anointing, sing through until the anointing comes, sing through those that come there with an attitude, sing through those that act like they don't want to hear you. Can you close your eyes and sing and act like they are not here? Can you do that? And that's what it taught me. So now,
wow,
no matter where I sing at, you don't have to get with me because I'm not singing for you. I'm singing for the glory and honor of God. Whether I'm singing R&B or not, I'm still anointed to do what I do. And somebody, if I'm singing Love Come Down, you're going to feel that this girl has a gift and it can touch your life.
Amen. Man, oh man, you know, and that's so cool. I love the answer to that question because, you know, it's like we had the chance to get inside of what's actually happening with you and stuff. What about, I mean, the fact that you had to sing through those who didn't even want you to be there, that right there.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man. I mean, how much does it take? I mean, because you have to be wise enough to stay focused, you know, wise enough mm-hmm. to recognize that, you know, this is an opportunity. This is a gift and I'm going to capitalize on it. And then you have to be strong enough to get through it. And I, you know, and so congratulations, because that is so, I can't imagine, like, as a drummer, you know, I get to hide behind you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get to be mm-hmm. we get to be in the back, and you're space front right there with the
yeah.
audience,
yeah.
right? It's like, and you, I mean, you're interacting, you're talking on that microphone, hey, how you guys doing today? And you can see those faces, and we're just, I'm in the back just trying to hold a groove while you're talking to us, right? So we never have to have that like, face-to-face thing, that combat, so to speak. I wish it wasn't that, but in some places they make it that. Now, have you ever played in other countries, performed in other countries?
Man, let me tell you, Waddell, I am praying and I'm believing God, because I know it's going to happen, that I can go
yeah.
to other countries, and I know it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm waiting to hear what you're going to say about other countries, because I've heard about singing in other countries.
So it's just different in different places. And as far as a singer is concerned, I did not get that. I don't have that information. No one's, a singer is not going to come to me and tell me what it's like to be a singer in other countries besides, but they'll come to me as a, you know, they know I'm a producer. So they'll talk to me differently than they may talk to you. But I just have to tell you this. As a drummer, as a musician in Dynasty, when we performed in Africa, in Lagos, Nigeria, it was the first time I've ever experienced where the audience doesn't move until you're finished with the song. And so, the whole time we were playing, I'm like praying, wow, do we suck that bad? Because they are not into this at all. And, you know, we used to people, you know, in the States up and down and partying the whole time and, you know, giving you props
uh-huh.
or, you know, or they can sit back and have an attitude. But it's going to be that multiple thing going on. But for everyone to be sitting still, it's like, so I'm just telling you to prepare yourself for those moments, because when we finish the song, I, you know, we were playing it, and I just was thinking, wow, we sound must, something's wrong, because this is terrible. But when we finished the song, they got up clapping and everything. I was like, what the? And it was so weird, because it was completely orchestrated. So when they finished clapping, they just all sat down again. And then we started the next song, and it was quiet again. And I was like, oh, my God. So don't let that freak you out when you go and do that, okay? Because, no.
Maybe that's why I had to go through the trenches of the church, because that's not like church to me. And they won't even clap for you when you're done. If they don't want to hear you, they'll just sit there and look at you.
I know.
So, the preparation.
So, wow. So you also, let's just see here. Tell us a little bit about the Hawkins brothers. What is that?
Edwin Hawkins and Walter Hawkins.
Yeah, Walter Hawkins and all them. Yeah, tell us all about that. And what was that like working with them?
Now, they again like family. So Edwin Hawkins, and Walter Hawkins, their mom used to babysit my brother, because my mother would be traveling, so she would babysit my brother. So, and then we end up moving around the corner from Edwin Hawkins growing up. So it was awesome. And when you grow up and you look back at it, that was a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Because you learn so much just being around them that other artists probably didn't ever get the opportunity. Only way they got that close was going to workshops that they had. But they were intimate moments when we were around them. And so I cherish those moments. And the older I get, I see why I am the person that I am as far as musically, because my mother kept me surrounded around these type of people. So it was a privilege. You know, I don't know if I hate to call them youngsters, it makes me feel old, but I don't know if the generation behind me appreciates, all this, the foundation that they laid for us, but I definitely appreciate it.
Okay. Now, I have a question here, I'm a little confused. It says that, what was it like growing up in Oakland, and why did you move to the East Coast? So when did you move to Philly?
Oh, I was 10 years old when I moved to Philadelphia. And it was my mother decided to move to Philadelphia. So we left Oakland. Look at that. Look how that difference that is. We left from Oakland, California at age 10, moved all the way to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It was a culture shock. it was definitely a culture shock.
Definitely.
I'll never forget it. Yeah, I it was exciting, but then it was a culture shock. So it was different. I caught on quickly. I had no choice. And then my mother, she tried to keep us still well-rounded in music, but I still enjoy it. It's nothing like living in Cali. It's a
Absolutely.
Different world than it is in Philadelphia.
Altogether.
Yeah, so I did it because my mother was going to assist a pastor that was getting up in age, so she was going to assist to be the assistant pastor. So it went from where we were to going into my mother being an assistant pastor. And again, it was a culture shock for the entire family, because we had to take on some strenuous situations. You know, when you're the PK kid, you take on a lot of stress. And through those years, age 10 to I got married at 21, it was stressful, but my mother still tried to keep it balanced by keeping me in music and in acting and in modeling, which kind of relieved it a little bit, but not much, because church was our life, but it was very stressful.
Yeah.
But again, it was good for it. As the Bible said, it was good for me that I was afflicted, because I wouldn't be the young lady that I am now. But it was stressful. Being a PK kid can be stressful. It's either going to make you or break you. And I thank God that it made me, because it's just not easy. The church folk are not easy to deal with. They're not fair with the PK kids. They take us through so much hell. And sometimes we retaliate and we don't come back. And sometimes we remain, and the Lord blesses us and we remain humble. And I happen to be one of those, because a lot of times we retaliate and we don't come back. And that happened with my older brother. He retaliated and he never returned.
Mm.
And now he's gone. He's gone. God took him.
Oh,
he's gone.
So sad.
So, it happens with PK kids. A lot of people try to label us and like, oh, they're the worst kids in the world. But it's like you don't realize what we deal with. It's a fight. We're fighting every day to survive, and you would think it would be easy because it's church. Nah. But now I'm noticing this generation come behind me, they'll let the church have it. They'll let you have it and tell you what you can do, how quick you can go there. and they still in the church. So if we probably could have spoke our minds back then, maybe a lot of us would have survived. I thank God that I made it. I made it through. And it's made me strong and made me the woman that I am today.
Well, you know, me being a PK just like you, I told y'all we have so much in common. And being my sisters and I, every day we were at church, it seemed. It was like that.
Yeah.
We was like going for this meeting, for that meeting, for this meeting. It was so many meetings.
Yeah.
I was like, Lord. And so, but you know, also, you know, your friends will judge you, and you know, they start to make you think that you're better than who you think you are. It's like, well, no, I don't think anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, and
Absolutely.
They call. That's Reverend Potts' son. You can't do that around him. And then the kids resent that. The kids resent that. And I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. We can do whatever you want. I'm just a kid. I'm not my dad. I'm just a kid, you know. So, and it definitely was hard on us. And PK kids always got it tough. And they used to say we were the baddest kids. That's because we were always trying to fight for our rights and our position. You know, and it was hard. But anyway, you know, we can go on for that one. That's a good one. I want to ask you about this song here, another song that you have. I want people that just maybe tuned in. I was speaking to our special guest, Terry Remsen. She's an amazing artist. Beautiful, beautiful soul, as you can hear, and just a good spirit. And we are just so blessed by her talents and stuff. And so my friend Greg was the one that got her, brought her to my attention. So we have her here on the show now, just sharing her amazing gifts with us. And this woman she has a residency in Vegas. And I said, that's usually what people do when they're finished with this big career. She's like in the middle of her career in Vegas, and I'm so happy for her. So where could people come to hear you when you're performing in Vegas?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? In the residency, and it's something, the way you just put that, it just put a light bulb on. Like, yeah, girl, you got a residency in the middle of your career. Now, you know that ain't nobody but God. You know what? Let me tell you, again, I'm very spiritual. And God told me when I moved here, during the pandemic, we moved here when it had first started. And he told me, I'm going to give you a residency. When I was just coming here, just singing at different venues, I was just flying in and singing here, flying to L.A., singing there, just flying back and forth. And my last time coming here, the Lord said, you're going to move here and you're going to get a residency. I'm like, what? So, of course, I went back and told my family. I told my family, because when the pandemic was about to hit, we didn't know it was about to hit. And we just made a decision. You know, my husband was like, you know what? God is telling me to shut the church down. And the people in the church were really upset with him. And they were like, what? He's like, yeah, God is telling me to shut the church down. And he shut the church down in December. The pandemic hit. I believe it was March. By April, we were moving to Vegas. And
wow.
I got here, and of course, nothing was open in Vegas. Remember, David, that was during the pandemic. So the lights were out on the strip. Nothing was really going on. We were having little small things going on in the city. But the Lord had connected me with a young lady here by the name of Miss Anthana. And she remembered me from me coming here back and forth. And I told her I was moving. I said, I'm here. So little things were going on in the city. And she started to call me. She said, come, just show up. You're not on the program, but just show up. And I was like, okay. And when I would show up, she would have them, I'm not on the program now. I don't even live here. And she would say, put her on. And they would be looking at her like she's crazy, but because she has a name in the city, they would give me the mic. And I got the mic, and I started singing. Make a long story short, the pandemic was kind of easing up, and stuff was opening back up. There was a young lady that moved here from St. Louis, and she said, you know, they're auditioning people for a show called All Motown. I'm like, really? And I went and auditioned, and it was nobody but God that I got it, because they usually look for girls that can do everything. So when I say everything, you know, these girls work really hard. They do the steps. They do all the routines. Well, I'm not a dancer like that. And then they have hosts. But usually all the girls, they can host and do the routines. When I went, I told the lady who auditioned me, Miss, and I love her so much, Miss Tonja Jones, I said, I can't dance. She said, well, you're going to have to dance because everybody has to know how to do it all. So I made a joke of it at the audition. I was like, okay, y'all, I can't dance, but I tried to do the routines with them. And I said, I told y'all. And so they're laughing with me, and I'm trying to do the routines and the steps with them, and I'm messing up everything. But when it was time for me to sing by myself, I gave it my all. And she called me up. She was like, I normally don't do this. She said, but I'm going to hire you in just as a host. She said, and I don't usually do this. And she hired me in as a host. And I thank God for her because I've learned so much. Being a part of the cast is so much you learn doing stage productions like that. And I appreciate her for just letting me do what I do. So I host and I sing at least 7 times throughout the show because I actually keep the show moving. I keep the show going. And I'm just very appreciative. So, yeah, it is nobody but God that I have that position because there's so many people that move here looking for jobs. And they still are looking and have not landed a job. And in that field. Right. And so I'm grateful. As Vanessa Bell say, nobody but Jesus. So I'm grateful.
Well, let me ask you, what about, can you give us an update on your dance skills now?
They're horrible. But, you know, the routine, you know, they do stuff like the Temptations. They, you know, there's a part in the show where they sing Temptation songs, and they're doing, you know, My Girl, and they're moving hands and doing the steps and all of that, and you got to be able to pick it up. I can't do that. But now, my boss did teach me how to do simple things because, you know, when I come out and I'm doing other things, of course, I have to move and, you know, do the moves. But now, to be with a group and do all the hand movements and the footsteps, I can't do that.
Well, that's all good because your voice is absolutely amazing and we love it. And so for the ones that just tuned in again, I want to play another one of your songs and stuff. So if you could just tell us a little bit about this next song called Give Me Love before I play it. Just give us a little story behind that. What's up with that?
Okay, so Give Me Love was released in 2022. And it's really a story behind it because there's a song before that that's called It's Not Worth It. So it basically was bouncing off of It's Not Worth It because it's a storyline. So Give Me Love is basically saying, you know, I don't need any drama. I don't need you to bring a whole bunch of baggage. I need you to be healed. I need you to, you know, make sure you got all that together. You know, because we're in a season now where we need to go to therapy. Everybody needs a voice. You need to say, I go to a therapist. I don't go to no therapist. But nowadays, nobody's ashamed to say, yes, honey, I went and I sat down with my therapist. And so basically in this song, it's like, don't bring me your baggage. I just need you to give me love. I need to be loved. I don't need none of that drama. Leave that over there. If you feel like you're coming with drama, then it's just I don't have time for it. Just give me love. You know, I'm tired of sleepless nights. I'm tired of crying. I had that before. So now that I'm starting off fresh, are you okay? Just give me some love. That's all I need. I just need to be loved.
All right. Terry brings some here.
Love should have been so intoxicating. Instead of giving, you end up taking. Maybe I'm mistaken. I don't wanna be numb. I don't wanna be heartless. I'd rather be loved till it leaves me breathless. Before I say those 3-letter words, can you give me your word? Can you put me
look at you. What's going on with that? Wow. You know, that's like young school. Like, what did your son participate in this?
Absolutely, he sure did. He said, Mom, I got a song for you. It's called Give Me Love. I said, it is. And he gave me his story behind it. But if you know, whenever people present a song to you, they can give you a story because that was their inspiration in writing it. But once they give it to you, in order for me to interpret it, once I got into the studio, I had to kind of, you know, have a story in my mind. And so right. That's what I came up. But he came up with, someone had shared with him about a young lady who was seeing someone that was already with someone, and she was trying to control the scenario. But it's like, how are you going to control the scenario when you basically are the side piece? So
you're on the side piece.
So I wanted to do it the way I painted it to you. Yeah.
How is that working with your son?
Oh my goodness! It, you know what? It's amazing. Because he's a graduate from Berklee College of Music. He's been playing the drums since he was three. And
Lord,
so he's always loved music. Yeah, he's always loved music. And when he decided to go to college for music, because, you know, growing up, he thought he was going to be an MBA, you know, in the NBA. And his dad had to tell him, you know, not many make it to the NBA. But I see your passion is music. You need to pick one. And I think you should really think about this. And so, of course, he chose music. And he's been doing wonderfully well with his music, even in the house. If he comes up with a song, he'll shoot it to me. Mom, listen to this. So we're already prepared to do another album. And we're just waiting for the right time because, you know, when you live with the musician and the writer and the producer, it's easy because he could just come in the room and you tell me to listen to something, or we could write together, and you know, I could share stories with him. He could share stories with me, and we just collaborate together. So it's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, wow. That is beautiful, man. I never had that blessing to be able to work with my children. And I sure wish, but I watch my nieces who sing. My sisters are both singers, and they taught their daughters how to sing, and they just sing their hearts out, and my nephews, and they all get together and sing all the time. But to actually work with them, I have not done that, and I don't know what it is, but to hear your story working with your son, that must be a beautiful, amazing feeling. And do you have any other kids that do music as well?
No, I don't. I have a daughter, but she's not into music. So, yeah, she's not into music. It's just my son. Yeah.
Well, where did you get your voice from?
I don't know. It must have came from the Lord. My mother sings a little bit. My mother, does sing a little bit.
Why was she so into the music?
Yes, she does.
Why was she so into the music?
You know what? It could come with church. Because, if you're a preacher, you know, you like music. And then my dad is into music. So I don't know.
What did your dad play?
I don't know.
Did he play an instrument?
At the time, he played the congos.
Okay. What's up with all these percussionists in your family? Come on.
I guess
I'm just going to join in. Hey, guys. Hey, hold on. And I'm a BK too, so I can easily I should be able to get in. They're like, oh no, he's got issues. No PK. Them PKs is
oh my goodness.
Else. Oh Lord. All right, so we got 13 minutes left in the show. I want to find out from you a few things. I think I have a couple more questions, but before I get there, I want to find out if people want to support you. And, I can't believe an hour's gone by that fast. What did you do, Terry?
It did. Didn't it go fast? I know.
Whoa, that's crazy. I'm thinking, okay, this is the second half of the interview. You know, we only got 13 minutes. How did that happen? All right, so if people wanted to follow you and buy your product and stuff, do you have a webpage or anything that they could go to get your material?
Yes, I do. They can go to my website at www.terryrimsonmusic.org. And you spell my name Terry, T-E-R-R-I-E, Rimson, R-I-M-S-O-N. So it's terryrimsonmusic.org.
Awesome. And, you know, I'm just very impressed with this lady. She really is a true spirit, a good spirit, and a blessing. And I had so much fun talking to you. You feel like family to me. And I really, every single time, I think we just lost her. Man, I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, as you know, Terry's going to be right back. So we just lost her for a second. And she'll call right back into the station, as I know those PKs do. And but listen to this one by Terry. We'll be right back. Listen, I think somebody wants to talk to you. Hold on one second.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. Terry?
Yes.
Terry? Hey, it's
yes.
It's Glenn Jones. I love that song that Wardell was just playing. It's beautiful, man. You're awesome. You're awesome.
Oh, my goodness. You're talking about to make me cry. Oh, my goodness. Well, hello, Mr. Glenn Jones. How are you, sir?
I am good. How are you?
Man, you just made somebody say God is good. You just
God
made my
good.
Day. I only got three. You are my top three that I said I got to work with them one day. They got to do a concert with me. They got you, Calvin Richardson, And Dave Hollister, made my day.
Yeah. Well, I'm in good company then, because I know Calvin, and I'm a fan of his, and Dave Hollister. I love him. He's like my little brother, you know. I worked with him for years, and he traveled with me. So looking forward to meeting you and maybe coming to one of your shows in Vegas.
Yeah, one of my shows. I want to be in a show with you. I want to have a show with you and me. Yes.
Well,
okay.
We have
we're on the air,
that,
right?
You know,
we
have to work
on
that.
Air. Let me calm down. We on the air.
That's all right. It's all good.
It's such an honor, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. This guy Wardell. I don't even want to tell you how long ago I met him and worked with him, and he co-produced an album on me, the Finesse album. Did some amazing work, and I haven't seen him in a long time, but I always admired him and liked him. He was always a good guy, you know, and he told me that you were a fan and, you know, you appreciated my music, so I just wanted to speak to you and say hi to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna give you a shout out, sir. So if you somebody tell you some crazy girl on social media is giving you a shout out, it's gonna be me because I'm definitely about to shout you out for real. Thank you so much.
Hey Glenn, we love you, man, and appreciate you, and thank you for everything that you do. What's going on? You doing any shows recently? You got some stuff coming out?
Hey. I got to pay the bills, man. So, you know, I'm always working somewhere. You know, I went to South Africa for 3 weeks and went to France and got some dates coming up in Germany and the UK.
Nice.
And I'll be in Sacramento this Saturday. I'm doing a show for the NAACP along with the group Surface. You know, so, I mean, God has been good to me, man.
Hey,
you know,
man.
I'm constantly working. You know?
I love South Africa, man. I had a great time out there. I stayed there for 9 months. So,
because
I was producing, right? So I was producing different groups for different companies, and it just so 3 months with one company, 3 months with another company. So it was beautiful. It was a beautiful time there. I miss it. I haven't been back since the late '90s. But man, thank you, brother. We love you, and keep up the
love y'all too, man.
You know, appreciate your time.
Appreciate
Glenn.
You,
thank you.
Thank you, man.
All right, man.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, there you go, young lady.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Yo, this man, y'all about to get shout-outs for real today.
Yes. Solar Records Radio. Just, you know, well, we really love to be able to, you know, to be a blessing to each other, right? And so you've been a blessing for us coming on and sharing your story and sharing your music and stuff. And so we owed you one. So we got you back.
Thank you so much. That meant so much.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm about to show you. That meant a lot.
Oh, no. You already showed us. So we love you, girl. Don't worry about anything. So anyway, as we are about to leave, there's a song called Say You Love Me. Did I play that yet?
Yes. No, sir,
I played
you
that.
Did not.
Yes,
you
so
did?
Tell me. No, I didn't, no. So I want to play that one. So tell, what's up with you in love, first of all?
She's a love master. Exactly. So, you know what? When people meet me, they tell me, because I'm a warm-hearted person. I believe in love. I'm all for love, you know, even if I have to go through transitions of love where it don't work and it don't last, it's fine because I'm never going to fight love. And I just love to love people. I love God. I believe in love again. So that's just me. When you think of Terry, you think of just passionate love. You know, people love to hug me. They love to talk to me. So that's just Terry. That's just what comes across. And so that's what I wanted to write about was love, because you have so many people that are so bitter concerning love. But even though I had to go through, you know, heartbreaks and hardship with love, it hasn't made me bitter. Matter of fact, it's made me better, and it's let me know that there is somebody out there that's going to love you the way you need to be loved and don't ever give up on love. So why not sing about love?
Yes. How about that? All right. So is there anything that you would like to say to the listeners in closing?
Yeah. You know, it's so much going on in the world right now. And I would just tell everybody to hold on to whatever God has promised you. Don't ever give up on it. Love yourself, number one. That's the number one thing. Love Christ, then love yourself, and then everything else will be added. So, again, just stay focused. Right now, it's just so many voices right now in the air that's going on. And if you don't know who to listen to God, because he loves you and God is love. There you have it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. We love you and appreciate you. Let's give a shout out to Greg together for making
yes,
this happen.
Greg! Thank you, Greg, for even letting Mr. Waddell know anything about me. I don't even know how Greg found me. You know, I hope it was through social media in the UK because they are playing me heavily over there. They support me. So, Greg, to you and my UK family, thank you, Greg, for introducing me to Mr. Waddell. God bless you, and may God give you everything that you've asked for, because this was a blessing. This was heaven sent, and it was divine connection. So thank you, Greg.
He says, love you, Terry. Now, you know, I just want you to know that, you know, if you didn't know, Greg is like a stalker, right? he goes, he finds talent all the time. He's always finding, what else? Ooh, you got to check this. Ooh, check your email. I mean, he is on top of it. So he's the great stalker. He's the stalker in a good way, though.
Yes. Okay. So, gotcha.
So thank you, Greg. Thanks so much. And what a blessing it is. I mean, you know, I really enjoy. Now I have a new friendship with you. So anytime when you got something about to drop, please come to your home station, Solar Records Radio, and let us hear it. Let us drop it. You know, if you want to, you know, let us know when you're going to perform and stuff. Listen, where exactly is it that you're performing so people could come and see you if they wanted to?
If they were ever in Vegas, I'm at the Alexis Park Resort Hotel, and I'm in a show called All Motown. All Motown is just it's all female cast, no males, and we actually walk you through the Motown era, and it's a wonderful show. It's family friendly, so you can bring children to the show. No age is said not to come. Anybody will love it, from children all the way up to the seniors. They will love the show. Again, it's family friendly, all female cast. And matter of fact, we've been voted for one of the best shows here in the city. We are in different we've been nominated for different categories. So those of you that would like to vote for us so we can continue to win every year, please vote for us. It's All Motown. And we would love to have you. If you're coming in the city, just come in my inbox and be like, I'm in the city, and I want to come see you. Are you working tonight? And I will let you know, and me and the girls will come out and take pictures with you, because we are a family show, and we love people, and we love out-of-towners. Even if you're out of state, we have people coming from everywhere across the globe to see our show. So it's called All Motown.
So let me read this to you. This is your show. Your Vegas show, All Motown, has 93% of reviews recommended. This show, too, others say things like, it brought tears to my eyes. And others saying, it's a must-see in Vegas and best show I've ever seen in Vegas. How do you respond to those reviews like that?
You know what? I have to say everything that they're saying is true. It is. Because it's a cast of 12. It's a cast of 12 young ladies, but only 5 can work a night. So each night, everyone is not there, so you may get another cast member. And each night, each lady brings something different with their persona or with their vocals. And they're right. You walk away with tears. You may walk away excited. A lot of people come and they remember things that happened back in those days. And so they're excited about that. And then there's sing-along songs. So at one minute you're crying, one minute you're excited. And then at our show, you're allowed to get up and dance. So one minute you're standing in the aisles and you're dancing. So it is a must see. And I'm not just saying it because I'm a part of it. I've been a part of this cast ever since September of last year. And so September is right around the corner. As a matter of fact, it's tomorrow, right? So, and I'm still with the cast because I love it. And everything they said is absolutely true.
Wow, those reviews are ridiculous. That's amazing. Woo, go ahead, girl. All right, well, we're going to close out with Say You Love Me. And love you. We love you, Terry.
Thank you.
We're
love
saying
you
it.
Too.
We're saying it. We love you. We love you. And we appreciate you coming on and, you know, get some rest because I know you have to perform again tonight. So
yes, sir,
thanks
I
for
do.
That. And tell your son, you know, we take our hats off to him. Tell him keep on. I've always loved my mama. She's my favorite girl.
Baby. Yes.
And so we're so proud of him for taking care of his mom. And so you guys are just amazing, an amazing team. And thank you for coming on and blessing us. And say his name. Your son's name.
Oh, my son's name. Derek Remsen. And he spells his name D-E-R-Y-C-K.
All right. He's a little tricky like his mama with spelling.
Yes.
All right. Well, many blessings to you and your son. And,
thank you.
And your whole team, everybody that's, you know, helped to get all this stuff together for the interview today, your nephew and everybody.
Thank you
guys all so much for blessing us. And once again,
thanks
to Greg. And you take care of yourself, and God bless you.
You too.
And
thank
come
you
back
so
soon.
Much.
All right.
Yes,
many
sir.
Blessings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. what an amazing interview. And I want to thank Glenn Jones again for calling in and just being a blessing. What a nice gesture, right? And so that's the kind of friends we have here on Soul Eye Records Radio. And we're just so grateful for all the artists that come and share their stories with us, and the ones that remember, that we did before, that we worked with before. And so thanks again, Glenn Jones, for calling in on this beautiful show with this amazing lady, Terry Rimsom. We really appreciate you, man. And we appreciate Terry. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Your story is a beautiful story, and we're so proud of you. And your voice is absolutely amazing. We love your voice. Ooh, that song that you just finished singing. My. Mm-mm-mm. Say you love me. And so God bless you guys all, and thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to get into some indie jazz and blues here on Soul Eye Records Radio. So that was, if you want to hear that interview from the beginning, you have to wait till the show is over here. And then once you click on the link, it'll take you back to the beginning, and you get to hear Terry's story. All right. Thank you, guys. And we'll talk later. All right. Lil Ren Wood in the background. That's our girl, Ren Wood.
Is the ocean, baby, tell me how high is the sky? used to be my summer breeze. But now you're a cold, cold wind. You were my symphony when I had no song. My remedy the whole day long. No more tenderness, passions laid to rest. Loving you ain't so easy. I gotta keep pushing. But I've got to keep smooching, even when you're creeping. Somehow I lost my faith in you. Like broken glass, baby, under my shoes. Every day you rain, pretty baby, on my parade. Now I'm alone in this masquerade. No more tenderness, passions laid to rest. Loving you ain't so weak.
So good, man. That's our boy Ty right there doing his thing. Ty Cozy. And here we are on Solar Records Radio, just chilling now. We had a great interview with Terry Remsen, and Glenn Jones called in and sent us some love. And it's just a wonderful time right now. So, guys, we just kick back, relax, and thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio and hanging out with us on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Also, I just want you to be aware of, as tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, we will be throwing it back on Throwback Thursday. Please remember to take a little extra time and pray for our brothers and sisters over in the southeastern region of the United States, where the hurricane just went through there. And so make sure you just keep them in your prayers. That would be very appreciative. And hey, wait, Greg, did you just call and hang up? Greg, y'all know Greg, he did something else. Greg, call back in. There he is right there. Let's see if we can get him on the line. Greg, back up off the mic a little bit. How you doing, Greg?
Okay, how are you?
How are you, young man? You're still a young man.
Don't sing.
All right. Did you, Did you enjoy the? Well, don't you know you love my singing? Did you enjoy the interview?
I really enjoyed the interview. That was one of our best interviews, I think.
All right. Well, you know, I love it. I love it when you say that. That's good. That's always good.
That was great.
Yes, yes. And then Glenn Jones on top of it, you know, calls in and just blesses it.
Well, I mean, if I could swear on air, I would swear. But yeah. Whether heard, I thought, Glenn Jones, not the Glenn Jones.
Oh, yeah. It was the Glenn Jones, our brother.
Wow.
From
that was awesome.
Yeah, we had a good time. That was good, man. So thanks for being the stalker that you are and finding us all the talent that you do. We appreciate your appreciate your stalkness. So keep up the good work, man. And
that's right.
But anyway, man, I can't believe that our interview went so quickly. I mean,
I thought
hour.
The same thing too. Yeah.
I
got about 12 more questions I wanted to ask. But I've already messaged Terry to say that it was a great interview, and I've suggested that it might be a good idea if her and her son comes back on the show at a later date to be interviewed together.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You know, he's doing his thing. He's a busy dude, man. He's got a lot going on. She's really blessed to have a son that's just so focused and, doing his music thing. He's all over the place doing different. And he's a drummer on top of it. Dang.
All right.
That's all I need is more drummer competition. Gee. All those young muscles up there, man. I can't compete with that.
Yes.
I can't. I just can't do it. But anyway,
you still got it.
I sent you a call in link, a message way early before the show even started. I thought you were going to call in.
Oh,
I guess
didn't
you did. Oh, okay.
I've only just seen this one.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. But anyway, all right, man. Well, so thanks for the flyer for Throwback Thursday. I posted it. And don't forget, guys, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming had to go out to a house, a showing of
a
house.
Shame.
As he's a realtor. And so
he
was here, but he wasn't talking because he was handling his business, and so, but he was listening to the show, and he wanted to chime in, and that's right when Glenn called, and so then he had to go and do his thing, but thank you, Don Fleming, much love, and I'll see you tomorrow night on Solar Records Radio. I hang out with Don pretty much every Thursday night now, and but anyway, we're going to keep on going. Anything on your mind, Greg?
Me? Well, I just think that was a really great show, really great interview. We should repeat that at some point. And you've got to get Glenn Jones on. You know, I'm going to quit if you don't get Glenn Jones on the show.
I already had him on 3 times. What are you talking about?
Well, he needs to be on a 4th time.
Glenn's probably tired of coming on saying, it's like repeat. But anyway, all right. I'll talk to Glenn and we'll get him back. We'll get him back again. And thank you so much again for hooking it up with Terry. That was sweet and it was great. Appreciate you very much.
That was great. Yeah, I loved it.
All right, guys. So it's indie jazz and we're going to give you some more of this beautiful jazz and indie blues and all that good stuff here on Solar Records Radio. We love you and appreciate you. All right, Don. I mean, not Don, but Greg. I'm used to saying Don. All right, Greg. So talk to you, man.
Take care. Bye.
Much love to Phil, please.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
All right. song by Chick Corea. That's called Humpty Dumpty. And we got Don Fleming. I had to break into this block just so y'all could hear his voice. What's up, Don?
Hello, everybody. It is me. Yes.
What's going on?
I'm in the house.
Hey, yeah. Are you in the switchboard is the question.
Actually, I just ran upstairs. I am on the switchboard. It was still on the computer. I still had it on.
Okay,
so I'm here.
All right. So I'd like for you to play some blues, man. We haven't heard any blues all day. And so since you're here, you can, you know, I like the blues that you play.
First of all, man, how is Terry Wilson? Oh my God! I'm gonna beat myself up because I didn't get a chance to talk to her. I mean, she sounded so sweet. I was busy taking calls and doing my thing. So I apologize to all the listeners in advance. I apologize to her if she's still listening. Definitely got to get her back on. I was checking out some of her music. She's got that Southern Soul thing going, man. I love it. But definitely, just sounded like a bona fide sweetheart, man. And also you had Glenn Jones.
Yeah, so he called in to show some love to Terry, you know, cause I told him that she was, you know, really enjoyed him and admired him and would love to work with him. And I said, so if you get a chance, call in and say hello. And he didn't even respond to my text. He just called in, and I was like, "Oh, damn! All right, cool beans." And so he said, "You told me to call in." I said, "Oh man, what a blessing it is!" And so, he talked to her, and that was just so sweet, man. It's so good when we can give back, right? And he's doing exactly that. So, Glenn, hats off to you, my brother. Keep on doing your thing, and thank you for being a blessing. To the ones that are coming up behind you, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Glenn, you know how I feel, you know, about the brother. The brother is just an amazing artist, an amazing man. Of course, you know, blessings to him and his wife. He gave me an opportunity to interview him when I had my radio show. This was at the time, I think, this was back in 2006, 15 or 16 at the same time, because, you know, he's from Jacksonville, and I think there was a hurricane that hit that area, and, you know, we had a little brief discussion about that. And but again, man, it was just an amazing amazing human being to talk to, and, you know, just to call in and to, you know, give Terry that those flowers, and hopefully they can work together and do something. I mean, and do it on this show. I mean, you know, kind of have that you know, you feel like you're like a proud papa. It's almost like that unlimited, you know, that starting point was this show, you know, that there, you know, there's a possibility of them working together. But mm-hmm. Man, I hate I missed that. I know we got about another 23 minutes left. I know I'm kind of coming in on the tail end. So, again, my apologies to the listeners out there. You said you want a block, right? You want a couple of blues songs?
Yes, come on with it.
Come on with it. I gotta go to my blues stash. You know, Wardell likes to rearrange stuff, you know. I'm just he likes to rearrange stuff, man. So but anyway, I'm gonna go all the way back, man. I'm a big favorite. I'm a big fan of course the whole Muddy Waters, a lot of things that was going on in Chess Records back in the 50s and whatnot. One of my favorite artists, of course, is Little Walter. So let's go ahead and got a little few minutes left in the show. But, of course, this is my babe, Mr. Little Walter. You guys keep it locked right here. It's Indie Jazz and All That Blues Day on Solar Records Radio.
Oh, yeah, she don't stand on cheating, my babe. Oh, yeah, she don't stand on cheating. She don't stand on that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she love me, my babe. Oh, yes, I know she love me, my babe. Oh, yes, I know she love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my babe. True little baby, my babe.
Shining, shining, yeah, baby, listen. I've been gone, little bitty boy.
I wish you knew what you wanted. listening to Solar Records Radio, Indie Jazz, All That Blues, Wednesday, Don Fleming Wardell Pods Jr. That was music from, of course, the Robert Glasper Experiment. Actually, it's Robert Glasper this time. Of course, you guys remember Robert Glasper is a, you know, well-known jazz pianist who won a Grammy last year. And, of course, that's when the whole Chris Brown controversy. Chris Brown had went on Instagram and said, you know, who the blank is Robert Glasper. And then he caught a lot of flack for that. He caught a lot of flack for that. And, you know, folks were like, oh, he's someone that makes real music. Who are you? You must be that other guy. But anyway, after he caught a flack, he just kind of did a little half hind-parted apology and said, oh, you do a different type of R&B and this and this and this, and much love to you, brother, and all of that. But anyway, the cool thing about Robert Glasper is he made shirts that said, who the blank is Robert Glasper? And, I mean, they sold like hotcakes. So shout out to Robert Glasper for, you know, making lemonade out of lemons on that end. But, you know, again, that was music from Robert Glasper, It Don't Matter, featuring Gregory Porter and the lovely Miss Lettucey. Before that, all the way to 1957, 1958, music from Howlin' Wolf, Smokestack Lightning, and started off the block, My Babe, Little Walter. Got about 10 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. I feel like I had the whole show because I'm in here. You know what, Wardell? Get back on the mic. Got me doing this by myself.
I'm just comfortable listening to you do the show. I must be thinking it's a Thursday show.
I feel weird because it's like I came in on the last tenth of the show, and I feel like it's a takeover. And I you know, it's like I can't do that to my partner. So that's the way
all
I
good.
Feel. I know you feel a
I
different
like
type of way. You like, oh, it's soothing. You play a lot of great music. You know, you know,
you
sound good.
Yeah.
Yada yada yada. You know, I like that. Don't get me wrong, but I just feel some type of way because, you know, I'm doing the show the last 20 minutes of the show, and you know, it feel like I took over. It's like that's not fair to you. That's just my feeling about it. But I'm glad you're back on, man.
I am. All right, and so don't forget tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are Throwback Thursday. I'm about to celebrate.
I already
went to Friday. Hey, okay, you got that too. And he can't help. He can't help but take over the show. That's just his nature. Anyway, and also I want you guys to remember, all seriousness, to keep the people, our brothers and sisters on the East Coast, in your prayers and stuff. We are, you know, they're going through a very difficult time right now with the hurricane and stuff. So just keep them in your prayers and stuff, guys. We appreciate that. And thank you again for tuning in. Tell a friend about Solar Records Radio. Go to our page on solarrecordsradio.com. Go check out our store, or just, you know, just run around on there, and so you can get to know some of us and see some of the, you know, some of our friends on Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in and being the best part of Solar Records Radio. And if you want to hear the interview, as soon as the show is over, you'll be able to check it out, rewind and check it out. So thank you again. And also thanks to our special guest, Terry Remsen, and thanks to Glenn Jones for calling in. May God bless you guys, and we're going to turn it back over to Don Fleming.
Well, hey, man, again, thank you guys so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. I'm going to go ahead and close it out. One of my favorites from 2014, of course, what you hear in the background. Foreign Exchange, Dreams Are Made for Two, from Wardell Pods Jr. I'm Don Fleming. Again, we'll see you guys tomorrow for Throwback Thursday. Until then, you guys have a safe Wednesday. We are out. Have a good one, guys.
Good night.